Do we want to get into some irresponsible?
No, no.
Why?
Because no. We'll have like a B-side for all your fucking horrible advice.
Well, because it sounded like a fucking, like one of those novels. And so, you know, there are games to play.
No, no, this is someone's real life.
Fine.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Lainey Louie, talk show host and entertainment reporter. I'm also the editor of LaineyGossip.com, and I am a BTS fan.
You are.
I'm Sasha Tong. I am a producer at an entertainment show here in Canada. I'm also a fashion and beauty columnist on LaineyGossip.com. And I am not a big BTS fan.
But this is What's Your Drama, where we gossip about you.
Okay, did you watch that documentary Social Dilemma?
Yes.
Okay. And do you want to talk about that, how fucked up it is?
Sure, but can we first talk about why you won't watch David Attenborough's documentary?
Because it's going to make me too sad that animals are going extinct.
No, we're going extinct. The animals and nature and biodiversity will thrive. We won't. That's why you should watch it.
Why? Because we're going to kill ourselves?
Well, we're going to kill the planet that we're on. And so by proxy, we will kill ourselves.
Should I watch it for dinner tonight? Is that going to be...
for dessert?
Because when we watched The Social Dilemma the other night...
Okay, yeah, tell me.
We lost the will to live.
So I watched it last week. What surprised you that you didn't know? Like, why did it make you feel like...
Blue? I think that it was just... how deliberate they were about really controlling our lives.
Yes.
Like that, you know, I thought that it was incidental that we invented these phones and these platforms, and it was just a monster that, like, you know, no one actually sat down and said, "Mwah, ha, 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 ha." Right. But the fact that they proved that it was actually "Mwah, ha, 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 ha," is...
I love when you do voices.
Yes. Shocking. So that, and the evidence of that or the direct connection is that, yeah, like we think that these, we always have this impression in our minds of like tech developers and like people who write programs. They go to school and they're these like computer science nerds, right?
Right.
And they just like know fucking code. Yeah. But the moment where they were like in Stanford, they have a course where they teach you human behavior as a part of your like tech development skills, that you study human behavior and you align
and
it
and you
with
manipulate
these,
it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So you're using all this engineering, you're using all the science, you're using all the coding, but you're applying human behavior to it. That is when I was like, well, then you knew exactly what you were doing, you fuck faces.
Of course, but doesn't it alarm you that we're so basic? That's what scared me the most, was just like, it's so like, yes, these people are morally bankrupt at the end of the day, because they've, after a while, you figure out, oh, I'm like fucking with people's lives. But it also is just so strange that all of us, however many millions of people are on social media, are also just so basic. And just like, it's so Pavlovian dog that we're just, we'll do anything for any of this. And it's so easy. It's like that course at Stanford is probably like a fucking like add-on. Like, it's so simple. It's like make people feel happy about their shitty lives or their mediocre lives, and they'll keep coming back.
Well, I will say, like, and this does not mean that I'm not sucked into the matrix, but I will say that I've never turned notifications on.
I never have either.
And that the way they laid out how notifications become like an injection, like a hit of whatever, a drug, is crazy to me. And then I think about all the people I know who do have their notifications on, and I'm like, oh my God, like, you know, I'm one level removed from them. Not to say again that I'm like, no, but it's fucked up.
I don't have my notifications on and I don't actually click on ads. So I felt like I actually did feel better about myself after watching that, because I was like, those are the two key things that really pump that shit into my fucking veins. I'm not doing that as much. Having said that, like, I definitely, and I also don't follow people that I think are, that I would be envious of. Like, I really don't. I don't follow influencers. Well, you don't follow fucking anybody, but. So that's why you're probably more sane than the rest of us. But yeah, there's a lot of good TV on right now.
Well, I do, even though I don't follow anyone, I do use Instagram to go like check up on my celebrity crushes, my Korean ones. And so I have noticed that ever since I started doing that, my Explore is just full of him.
Which is great for you. They have now curated your romance.
I'm now really like, I'm really, really obsessed with him. Like I think about him all the time.
And this is the one that you won't share to the world. You don't want to give. You're so weird. It feels like it's been your longest crush in a while, though. So maybe it's better that you just keep it safe.
Yeah, I think it may have been. It might be my longest celebrity crush in a long time.
It's definitely your quarantine crush for sure. You've been on him for I would say 4 months.
This one I've been on since August.
Oh, you're talking about the second one.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sakes. Okay. This isn't fun for people listening. Unless you show us the fucking goods on him. I've seen them, but unless you share, I don't think anybody cares.
Yeah. It's true. There is a lot to watch. And yet, well, first of all, I'm going through Love Island withdrawal.
I know.
it was something to look forward to every single night.
I know. What is that next thing?
What is it?
I don't know.
It's not going to fucking be Dancing with the Stars, I'll tell you that much.
Nope. I've never been into that.
Ever.
But is there one of those fucking candy shows like Love Island that's coming? I just need something that's, because that was what was so great about it. It was on pretty much every day.
I know.
For 2 solid months.
What's it going to be? Like, is there a show coming that we can binge? Oh my God.
Don't talk to me about Emily in Paris.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Did you see what Linda Evangelista just posted on Instagram?
No.
So Apple TV Plus is doing a show called The Supermodels, telling the story of Linda, Christy. I know. Linda, Christy.
A docuseries?
Naomi. It doesn't specify, but it's happening. And she was like, here, let me read you the caption.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if it's a docu-film or...
will they actually be talking?
So she goes, okay, this is what she said. She said, to finally have the opportunity to tell our story in collaboration with the brilliant team at Imagine and under the direction of Barbara Koppel is as exciting for us as we hope it will be for our viewers. I would love for people to see this as a celebration of not only our individual stories, but also to the power of friendship, dreams, and perseverance. The Supermodels, coming soon to Apple TV.
Great. Sold.
So that's all it is. And then it's a photo of Linda, Cindy, Naomi, and Christy.
Together? Like recently?
Together. Like, no, not. It's like a classic runway photo.
Oh, let's see. Nope, that's not your camera. Nope, there we go.
You know this one. I think this was.
Oh, yes, of course. Okay.
Was this Versace? Yeah, it was
I wonder if this Versace is going to be they shot this in quarantine? Like recently or before? Like
I have no idea. I don't know.
That's it. That's all you have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, fuck, sign me up. I have nothing else to do.
I know, but it needs television to happen soon. Can you? Yeah, they need to put this together immediately, please.
Yeah.
Please, please, please. Okay, so let's get to people's questions. First question. Hi, ladies. Please keep this post anonymous. You can use my favorite girl name I hope to use in the future, Penelope. Oh, right. Okay. So not like the whole message anonymous, just the name.
No, the name. We're off to a good start.
Please keep this post anonymous. Okay. My boyfriend and I have been dating for over 6 years now. He's 29 and I'm 26. COVID has obviously forced us to spend a lot of time together and it's causing us to argue much more than normal. A fight we consistently keep having is regarding the news. My boyfriend loves sports, animals, and nature, but he doesn't care about anything else. I ask him to spend 20 minutes a week listening to current events, and he says, I just don't care about those things and don't want to. I've done everything possible to try and make it easy for him, sending him articles, podcasts, videos. He says I should love him for him and stop trying to force him to change. He's annoyed by my constant nagging, and I'm annoyed by his unwillingness to change or make a small sacrifice in his life for me. The reason I want him to is because this is a huge interest of mine and want him to challenge me more intellectually and be willing to learn and grow with me. He's insanely stubborn regarding this topic and just refuses to learn. Is this a deal breaker? How do you guys have intellectual conversations with your man? Am I being nitpicky because other aspects of our relationship are okay? Please help. Okay, so Penelope has a boyfriend who says he's not interested in the news and mm-hmm. she wants him to be.
Yes.
So what is your read?
I actually really love this question.
Me too.
And I have lots of things to say about it, but I will personally just talk about like Corey and I and our interests are very different. And in fact, anything that I ask Corey to be interested in, he also doesn't want to be. And if I tell him to, if I tell him, this is one of his like worst traits, I think, but best traits, because I don't want to insult him, is that he will, if someone asks him to do something, even if it's good for him, he will refuse to do it because he is that stubborn. He's one of those mm-hmm. people that you push it on him and he literally will reject it no matter what it is. So I feel like I can understand where Penelope is coming from because
right.
Some people don't like to be force-fed shit that they don't want to do, or at least they want to come to it in their own time. Mm-hmm. When it comes to interests, I don't think that you have to have your interests aligned with your partner all the time. I feel like if you think that you're going to get everything out of this one relationship, that's sort of unrealistic. Like I go to other people I have other people in my life who will help me talk to me and be supportive about the other interests that I have in my life. I feel like you probably think the same way. You feel the same way. But for me, intellect, what is intellect? I don't know if intellect is an interest. So that's where mm-hmm. I want to hear what you have to say about that.
I think that like, if we were talking about he likes sports and animals mm-hmm. and I like books and movies and gardening, mm-hmm. I think that that's fine. The issue here though is that she is basically what she's trying to say to us and yes. him is that he's yes. uninformed.
Correct.
Like she's sending him articles and she wants him to just stay informed in current events for 20 minutes, mm-hmm. which no matter what you say about Corey, like Corey might not be interested in things that you want him to be interested in, but Corey's not uninformed.
No.
As far as I understand, Corey at least knows what's happening in the world, like where change needs to happen, you know, what are the issues that are affecting our lives, right?
Yes.
So my concern about him, this guy, Penelope's boyfriend, is that for sure, you don't have to be into Penelope's interests if Penelope is like fucking really into going to watch like bird watching. He doesn't have to go bird watching, but I don't know if, especially now in 2020, any of us can afford to be uninformed, mm-hmm. especially with current events and current affairs.
Well, my point being exactly that. Interests are like hobbies, right? It's kind of another way of saying hobbies, things that you're interested in. I don't right. think you can be uninterested in current affair, in the current situation of our planet, the current situation of our political standings right now. Like that's why I'm like, I think what she's trying to say is, I think he is not going to say dumb, but there's just something here. She's not being challenged intellectually.
Yes.
And that's one of those things where I think you need to be on the same page in a relationship. You can't go for mental stimulation intellectually outside yeah. of the relationship. So that is a problem.
Well, it's a problem on like, it's obviously a problem if Penelope's writing us about it, right? And it's a problem because first of all, like you know, the way she characterizes his disinterest, apathy, whatever you want to call it, is she says, and I quote, he doesn't care about anything else. And that is kind of a luxury. Who are you in this world if you don't have to care about, again, as you said, the environment, if you're not wrestling and unpacking all these dilemmas? Are we spending too much, you know, are we eating to go to the environment? Like, are we, how are we abusing our natural resources? What am I doing about it? Like, am I doing anything about it? Me personally, Lainey? No, but I'm thinking about it. Like, I'm aware of it. Like, every day, it's hard for me to avoid. And obviously, socio-political issues. So who are you if you're a 29-year-old person in the world who can afford really to just focus on, I quote, sports, animals, and nature? Like, if I'm thinking that he's into animals and nature and yet he doesn't care about environmental issues, like, that is a disconnect right there. Like, how can you, who are you that you live in, that you're able to be in that bubble and you can separate it? So that is number one. I feel like, you know, Penelope, I love that she's engaging with all these questions and these thorny issues, and she wants to love someone. She wants to go home or whatever and be and talk to somebody about it and really, like, understand all these things together. It's really confusing the world right now.
Totally. And while I agree with you, and when you were talking, I was thinking about kind of the dude's point of view. And you bring up a good point. Like, yeah, if he cares about animals and nature or whatever, then he probably does think about the fact that, you know, we are in a global crisis with our climate. And maybe, like, you know, sometimes there's, like, intellect snobs. Like, is she being, that's why I'm wondering. I just want to, like, is Penelope being an intellect snob? Like, you, Joe, only care about, like, the extinction of caribous, but you don't care about what's going on with, I don't know, whatever headline it is today. I don't know if they're in the States, but, like, what's happening with Trump? Maybe he's like, I don't fucking care about US politics, but I do care about other stuff. Like, I wonder if Penelope, if there's enough push and pull in their relationship whereby she shows interest in his things as well. I'm playing a little devil's advocate here, but maybe what Penelope needs to do in order to bring him onto her side is maybe show some interest in the things that he's interested in. Maybe he feels like she shits on everything else he likes and thinks it's, like, below her, beneath her, or not, like, intellectually stimulating, where she sees the things that she views as a her interest trump that.
Right.
So that would just be something to think about. I don't know. Penelope hasn't made that clear.
I think that is – I approached it differently in wanting to be generous to the boyfriend, in that sometimes, like, when someone – refuses something, which is what he's clearly doing, like, he's refusing to sort of engage with her in this way, and he doesn't want to, and she used the word stubborn. Sometimes it's a defense mechanism because they feel insecure. Like, there may be, it may also be possible, Penelope, like, have you inadvertently made him feel stupid? And when, since he feels insecure about you maybe telling him he's not interesting or that he's uninformed, he's just digging in his heels even more. Like, that's, I can see that as a reaction as well. And it's making him, like, there's that thing where when someone wants you, as you said, you described Corey, like, if someone wants him to do something, he doesn't want to do it even more. And that's just because he's a punk. But some people react that way because then that thing that the person wants them to do becomes intimidating.
Of course.
Then it just becomes so scary and overwhelming, and you don't know where to start, and you already feel stupid, and you already feel like your girlfriend is, like, telling you that, you know, she knows more than you, and then it becomes an endless cycle. So, Penelope, maybe you approach it differently. Maybe instead of, like, couching it in, like, I want you to read up more on this, that, and the other, so the Supreme Court and all that, maybe just start the conversation the next time you guys are having dinner, like, just be like, I'm so upset about what I read today, and grounded in real world issues. I'm so upset about what they might do, you know, in the Supreme Court, because do you know that it might result in, like, literally half the population not having reproductive rights and control over their bodies? And that's so unfair. Like, think about, I don't know, maybe you have a friend who terminated a pregnancy, maybe in college, or, you know, you guys are young. I mean, at 26 and 29, I would imagine that you know somebody who's had an abortion.
Right.
And how unsafe it might be for them or whatever, like ground it in the people you know.
But also just, less homework, make it less homework, more conversation,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Exactly. Just integrate it into your lives.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that is a better approach to it than basically assigning him homework, as you said, Sash, 20
totally.
Minutes of homework.
Totally. And also I would then take it a little step further and say maybe show some interest in stuff that he is interested in as well. After
yeah.
you've done all that.
Yes.
And you still come to the end and you're like, dude's still not making, like, making me think or think critically or just think period in this relationship, then come back to us. But I think that our answer would be maybe find another boyfriend who can mentally stimulate
yeah.
you, because that is so important in a relationship. You have to have that interest in being better, knowing more is, I think, crucial.
Yeah. I don't think it's time to pull the plug yet, but
no,
you know,
she's got some things to do.
Yeah.
And let us know.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And next, hi, Sash and Lainey. Please keep my name confidential as I am closeted bisexual. I'm starting to catch feelings for my retail manager. We're the same gender, but she's straight. I've been bad, though, and have flirted heavily despite knowing she's straight. I openly told her I thought she looked good in bed, and she laughed. I'm sorry. How do
bed.
You know how... I openly told her I thought she looked good in bed. Okay. And she laughed, but goes into showing me bikini pics. I told her how much I love when she wears jeans, and she wore jeans for the first time in months after I coincidentally made that comment. I know she's kissed girls before, but it was more of a drunken kiss thing, nothing serious. I don't know what to do because she's sending me mixed signals. I've played with her hair when it's slow in the store, and she lets me. She told me her back has been super sore, so I asked her if she wanted a massage, and she let me give her a full-blown massage right in the store. Man, this is I'm all about this content.
I know you are.
You know I love this.
I can see the smile on your face while you're reading it.
Yeah, I am all about this energy. She tells me to continue, and that's helping her sore back, but I wonder if she genuinely likes all the touch. I don't want to come off as weird, but she's responsive to it. And when I'm running my fingers through her hair, she's always like, are you having fun? But in a playful tone. I don't know if I should continue or drop her completely, but I sense a lot of sexual tension between us. So do I. We have this thing where we give each other a certain look. And if I check someone out, she will turn to look at who I looked at. A few weeks back, she also added me on Facebook, but then 2 hours later, she deleted the friend request she sent me. I never called her out on that because I don't want her to know I was waiting to accept the request because I didn't want to come off as too eager, but it still makes me wonder why she added me and undoes it hours later. Does she care? Should I backpedal or continue trying for her? The sexual tension is real. Oh, I believe it.
Let's call her Kara.
Okay, Kara. First of all, who are you, Kara, that you're on Facebook still?
That's true. You know what? There's so many people on Facebook. Jesus.
Really?
Yes.
I feel like there's a certain generation on Facebook and then not.
I don't know. I haven't been on Facebook for forever, but clearly people
I'm
are
so
still
curious
on it.
About the demo here. Like I'm I
has
so
she said how old she is?
Kara. No.
I was picturing someone young. I was picturing someone young at like Aritzia,
yeah.
somewhere fun working retail. What? See,
I don't understand why they're on Facebook.
I know, but kids these days, I don't know.
Okay.
What do you want me to say? I don't want to burst this little bubble for you. So I'm going to let you take it away first because you know I'm just going to get real and like fucking like make you sad about what I'm going to say.
So you think So let's go. The person who's writing to us is Kara. And the other person's Ashley. Let's say that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. So, the end. There is, that is the advice. Yeah.
So you think that like Ashley's just kind of using Kara for an ego boost, but.
Correct.
Is that what I'm reading?
That's what you're reading. And I also think that I would hate for Kara to think it was anything more than that and to develop feelings and to invest anything more into this only to get hurt. Because I really do think her coworker, her manager, her boss, whatever she said, is just kind of dicking her around and is using it and likes it. Not to say that she doesn't like what Kara is doing, but I don't think this is going to end in a nice way, especially if you have to fucking work with this person all the time.
Yeah, that's the complicated thing, right? Is you have to work with this person and you're having fun. Like, and I guess what's and here's another reason. They use the term catch feelings, which, you know.
Makes them sound younger. Yeah.
Your aunt on Facebook.
What is with you on Facebook? People are on Facebook.
I don't know why they're on Facebook. Like, anyway.
Listen, Amy's on Facebook. Sorry. That's one of our friends who's just like young at heart and does all the things young people do. She's still on Facebook. People are on Facebook.
Like actively on Facebook?
I think all the apps are open. Do you know what I mean? Like they're all just fucking guns a-blazing.
Anyway, that was just a very Duana response. You know, she would react the same way. Like, why are they on Facebook? You know, why aren't they on TikTok? Duana thinks like she's a TikToker now, by the way.
No, she doesn't.
What? No, it's not like
she's on TikTok?
She's obsessed with TikTok. Everything she sends me that she loves is like from TikTok.
But is she on TikTok?
I don't think she's on TikTok, but I think that
she's in the know of TikTok.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, we probably should know a little bit more about what the fuck TikTok is, just so you know.
I mean, I know about TikTok and I'm versed in it. I'm not going to make TikToks, nor I have a TikTok.
No, you do not.
I do.
Anything on there?
No, of course not.
Okay.
I have a TikTok account where I use it to go watch TikTok videos.
But isn't TikTok somehow embedded in your Instagram? Because why do I see TikTok videos on my Instagram? Because people just post them on their Instagram as well.
Are you seeing Reels or TikTok?
I'm seeing TikTok.
I see the burnt
logo on these videos.
Well, it's the same thing. There are TikTok videos all over Twitter. Like you just pull it down and then you just post it as a video file to.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, that sidebar. No. So the issue here is like that sometimes can be fun when you. If you have a work crush and it's flirty, flirty, but everybody knows it's not going anywhere. The problem with Kara is that in her words, she's catching feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's starting to want to go on a first date.
Yeah.
And you know what, Kara, you know yourself better than anybody else. Like if you're capable of it, like ending the catching feelings or at least not catching any more feelings, it might be just a fun thing to do at work where you have
this thing. Who can reverse those feelings? Do you know anybody that can start to catch feelings and then stop them, reverse them, but still continue on with the flirtation?
Oh, I did it all the time.
No, you didn't.
I did. When I was single, I did it all the time. Like when you work with somebody and you think they're cute, but you know they have a girlfriend or whatever. It's just fun to have.
You've been married the whole time.
I said before. I said before when I was single. No. I have not been married the whole time I've been working. I have had other jobs. Thank you very much. But thank you for thinking of me so, like, I appreciate that you think I'm so young.
Okay, but wait, you probably moved on to another crush. That's how you reversed your catch the feelings.
Well, of course.
Okay, so, but this isn't what you're saying to Kara is stop, uncatch those feelings, but still flirt with this person.
No, I'm saying it can burn out. Like I'm saying that, you know, these things, like if you're that kind of person, fickle like me, then eventually you know that you'll just, in 5 minutes, you'll have a crush on somebody else and then it, you know, you'll move on to like flirting with that person.
And then what happens to your boss? What do we name her again? We named her Ashley.
Yeah.
Does Ashley then get offended when all that attention stops? Right. And then starts to give you the shitty shifts or like gives you two. That's why I'm like, back away now while you can. Like shit's
yeah,
just
but
like.
How backing away? So when stop. The next time Ashley asks for a massage.
Don't fucking give your boss a massage.
Okay, but in that you just set up that Ashley's now going to give Kara the bad shifts. So now what does Kara do?
Well, find yourself a new job then if it gets to that. If it gets to that. But that's what I'm saying. Like, this is mixing a lot of business with pleasure. It's also mixing a lot of feelings that will, if her boss, Ashley, is straight, will never come back your way. Like, this is, it could become messy is all I'm saying. So I'm glad that you had your little shits and giggles, the two of you, but now it's time to end it because you are not, Ashley is not going to want to be your girlfriend.
That's the vibes you're getting.
100%
Yeah. I also am getting those vibes. I feel like Ashley's a little bit, Ashley's using you, Kara.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if we're wrong, let us know we're wrong. Like, if you want to put yourself out there and do something different and keep going for it, that and then you end up with Ashley and it's amazing, like, so be it.
But let's say this. Ashley has to be – if there was to ever come anything of this, Ashley would be the one who would have to step up and be like, hey,
yeah,
I miss the hair twirling. Like, let's do this. I'm ready to jump ship and do everything with you. Fine.
That is the smart advice. This is
That's called the buzzkill smart advice.
Yes. Do we want to?
That's what. That's my brand. My brand is always buzzkill.
Do we want to get into some irresponsible?
No. No.
Why?
Because no. We'll have like a B-side for all your fucking horrible advice.
Well, because it sounded like a fucking like one of those novels, and so you know there are games to play. This is someone's
life. No, this is someone's real life.
Fine, there you go. That is Sasha's advice for Buzzkill. Kara, good luck, and let us know. Yeah. Okay, final question. Hi, Sasha and Lainey. Hope you're getting through everything going on in the world safe and happy.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, no. I don't even know if this is considered drama, but my boss speaks so loud on the phone. I need to work in a small office with four desks. I work so closely to my boss, and she's always on the phone with clients or friends. I'm dying trying not to say something. Even my earphones don't keep the sound away. What do I do so that I don't freak out at her? LOL. She's such a sweetheart, and I love her, but she's so loud on the phone and has a very specific voice. Love you. All the best. Thanks, G. Okay, so the boss is nice.
Boss clearly is nice. Sorry, are they in an open – did she say that the boss is in her office?
They said that a small office with four desks.
So it's open concept.
Yeah. That is just like – I don't even know how that still happens.
What do you mean? I work in an open – well, we did work in an open concept, but you have an office, so of course you don't know that that exists.
Wait, okay. So are people on the phone really loud?
Yes. So this is – I think – yes, there are some people who are loud talkers. There are some people who don't understand that it's a shared space. And there's some people who leave their like dirty tissues on your side of the desk or like – you know, have people come and sit on their desk and talk to you for or talk to them for hours. Like, there's a lot of like lots of people just don't know how to respect other people's spaces. Right. Or some people are just like like just being themselves. Right. And her boss is clearly just being somebody who's probably just always been a loud talker. So I don't know how you tell a loud talker to not be a loud talker. I've actually tried that before, and it does not work. Loud talkers don't know they're loud talkers.
Okay, so what is G going to do?
You just have to deal with it.
So
you just have to deal with it. It's your boss,
headphones,
too.
Headphones.
She said the headphones don't even work.
So that's just it? Deal with it?
Do you have something better?
I don't. What happens if you also have to be on the phone and that person's like screaming away?
Yeah, like them's the breaks of an open concept office. Like I wish I had some like and listen to all the people that are listening. I'm sure so many people have been in this predicament. If we're missing something, if you have some extra advice or hot pro tips, send them our way so that we can send them to her. But I'm not sure what else you do but put up with it. Like, what
can
do you do?
Can you just be like, you know, if loud bot, if G's on the phone, like if G's boss is screaming on the phone and G takes a call. Can't she just be like, hey, Janice, I'm just on, I just have to take this call. I can hear, can you just?
Yes.
Because I have to take this call.
But how many times do you do that? All the time?
Well, I mean, yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe we can do this thing where if G really wants to have an experiment to make this happen, G, have a friend. Maybe we could do this.
We're going to call G?
Yeah. The next time Janice is like, you know, megaphoning it.
Yeah.
Get someone to call you and, you know, talk for 15 seconds and then do the thing that I just said. Oh, Janice, hey, I can hear you on this call. It's a little bit loud. Can we? And then, you know, do it every other day.
Right. Until she maybe gets the hint?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean,
I don't know.
It's better
worth a try.
Than doing nothing, Sash. God.
I don't know. I just feel like I've worked in an open concept environment for 15 years, and I sort of have just gotten used to the fact that I've learned how to tune things out, or yeah, I put on, well, no, but she's right, because the headphones don't really do shit if there's nothing going in the headphones. Yeah. And when I'm working, I need silence. That's right. Why working from home has been amazing. But I don't know. I feel like that, as I said, them's the breaks when you're working in an open concept environment.
I think the difference, though, is I'm picturing you. If you had to take a call, our office is big. This is a small office, as G said. So there's really nowhere to go. You can't go to one corner and Janice is going to be quieter.
Totally.
Because it's so small. So G has to say something. But you have to create this scenario. Get
someone
to call
you. So you're going to do that. Hey, oh gosh. I'm just on the that
Janice,
one.
Janice, yeah. I wish you could see us because like I'm using my finger and I'm like, oh, Janice, hey, I'm just on the phone. Janice. And then, you know, use the dial down, the hand signal when you start high and you go low.
And where you kind of wince your face and point to your phone.
Yeah, wince your face and point to the phone. And like apologetic face, right? Sorry, Janice.
Yeah.
I'm just on the phone. And if Janice is as sweet as you say, Janice might be like, oh, gee, sorry. And then, I don't know, whatever, get off the phone.
But anyway, I don't want to make thicken the plot here. But how about if it's just like you can't get your work done because someone is fucking really loud all the time? That would drive me fucking bananas.
Yeah, but I think then at that point,
what would you be like if you worked? As you told me that you've had many jobs, have you ever worked in an open concept where you don't have your own office?
Yes, I worked in a call center.
Okay, so how did you manage that? That's like my worst nightmare.
People are screaming all the time, and you have to be on the phone too.
And
In that call center job, I was just really able to laser into the call that I was having.
Right.
And we all wore headsets and then there were cubicle walls and it just
– How did
whatever.
You do that?
Exactly. So I do know what I'm talking about.
Exactly. And my point being you have to just fucking deal with it. There's some sort of meditation that you have to get in and you have to focus, as you said, laser focus, and just try to tune it out.
I will say that a call center though, once – you're in a call center and like 150 people are talking. It becomes
white noise.
A hum. Yeah, it becomes a hum. Whereas when you only have four desks in an office, that is completely different. Listen, I'm a writer and I need silence when I'm writing. And there's nothing that makes me crazier than I'm in the middle of a sentence and yassick. Oh, hey. Now my thought is gone. I could have written a sentence that would win me the Pulitzer Prize.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
And it's gone. It's gone. Thanks, Yasek.
Where do you – sorry, I know this is
and
going
And it's not
wrong,
just Yasek.
Where do you work?
It's also my office at work. My office at work is a never-ending – like the
I knock on your door all the time.
People knock,
I knock on
my
your door,
door
all the
constantly,
time.
Constantly. And it is infuriating. So I get it. I get where G's
yes,
going.
Of course. We all get what G's saying, though. I guess that's what I'm saying. You came with productive advice. I came with, sorry, just roll with the punches.
Yeah.
There's not much you can do.
See if you can recruit someone to get you as a starter. That's the appetizer, right? So you're on the phone. then you do your thing, do it a couple times. Let's try it three times over the next 2 weeks. And then see if you might be able to start like a one-on-one conversation with Janice, being like, Janice, I'm working on this, whatever your job is. Like, I don't know what the job is, but what if you're writing a proposal and you really have to focus and you find her phone calls really Janice's phone calls really distracting. I think that's fair. And I think that's straight up.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But start with the fake.
Totally. And if you don't have anyone, it seems like Lainey's going to volunteer to call you.
Well, yeah, I could do that.
Oh my God. Okay, well, hopefully that helps. Keep us posted. And yeah, keep your questions coming to me at Sasha@LaineyGossip.com.
And subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Leave comments and reviews. Thank you so much for listening.
And we read those comments and reviews. They're so good. So thank you for all the feedback that you guys have been leaving lately.
We'll be back soon. Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.